What are you smiling at, sweetie? Oh, thank you very much. She looks so much like Mom, doesn't she?
You can't tell who they look like at this age.
Of course you can. Look here. Look here. Look at her nose, her lips, her mouth. She looks just like Mom. Why are you laughing? Look at her. Oh, you're so beautiful.
Maddie, babies change month to month at this age.
She might look different later on, but look at her now. She looks just a lot like Mom. She's Daddy's little princess, aren't you?
Will you take me to see your Mom? Why are you looking at me like that? I never intended on making your Mom upset by coming here.
Well, I never thought that you did.
I want to take Tuba there so they can see her. I know they won't come here until I take her there.
Look, Parastu, Mom had her reasons for not coming here. It had nothing to do with the fight that she had with you.
I know. That's why I want to go there. I don't want to extend this family feud. I don't want the same thing that happened in my grandparents' house to happen to me. My grandmother and Uncle Muhammad didn't speak to each other for many, many years, and no one tried to create peace between them. I was about 10 or 11 years old then. My grandmother would talk to me and tell me how much she missed my uncle, but no one ever created peace between them. So my grandma could at least not miss him so much.
How come?
Everyone was busy with their own lives. And no one knew how my grandmother felt.
Did you tell your mom about it?
I told my mom. She said they need to resolve their differences between themselves. Otherwise, they'll have a fight again over the smallest things.
I see.
One morning, my grandmother had a heart attack while she was saying her prayers. No one realized it. I was the first person who found out. I went to call her to come eat breakfast, but I saw that she wasn't moving at all.
Was she at your house?
She had come to live at our house after she had a fight with Uncle Muhammad. When we told Uncle Muhammad the news, he fell apart. No one had expected him to get so upset. He went to visit her grave for 40 days in a row. He put aside his work, life, and everything else just to go to the cemetery.
There was no point anymore.
That's what I think. My uncle's feelings weren't any good to my grandmother anymore. But my uncle was more depressed than you can imagine. My mom and his wife kept talking to him, but it was no use. My uncle also suffered a heart attack just 3 months after the death of my grandmother.
Did he die?
He was sitting inside a bus when it happened. The bus driver thought he was asleep. When they reached the last stop, he tried waking him up before realizing it was too late.
Oh, poor guy. But why hadn't you told me about this before?
I didn't want to bring back these memories. I love both my grandmother and my uncle very much. I lost two of the best people I had in my life because of their stubbornness. No, I should say, because of the selfishness of all the people around them. I lost them too soon. That's why I'm saying I don't want this tension between your mom and me to continue.
But I'm worried that if you go and see Mom, she might say something or do something that'll upset you badly.
I won't get upset. The reason I was upset with the thing she told me last time was because I was under a lot of pressure. You know the situation I was faced with then. Otherwise, I wouldn't have let things get this far. How about we go there today? She'll make up with me once she sees Tuba.
All right, if that's the way that you want it.
Hopefully. We'll create peace between them and your grandparents.
Amen. So cute.
Ishmael, we can't go on like this. You know that I've invested everything I have in this workshop. If you're going to continue working like this, we'll have to close down the shop. And then both you and I will be unemployed.
That's what I'm saying here. I've got a lot of problems to deal with at the moment.
All right, that's fine. How about you leave for a while and come back to work once you've dealt with your problem?
Don't you think that's a bit unfair, Oscar?
How is it unfair, Ishmael? You hardly even spent 10 hours here during the past week, and during the time you were here, you were constantly talking to your fiancée on the phone. This is not the way to live and work, my boy. Work and marriage each have their... They have their own place in life.
I know.
What do you know? I haven't got any voluntary workers here. I can't just say, who cares? If I close down the shop, my wife and children will be left to starve. I spent the past 3 nights working here because of the promises I had made to my customers. Because of your thoughtless behavior, I had a total of just 4 or 5 hours sleep these past 3 nights.
Yes, you're right, you're right. I promise it won't happen again.
You might have just one problem. But as an employer, I've got 1,001 problems. Do you understand? If my work gets delayed like the last job I gave you, no one will give me work anymore. That's why I had to spend all night working here, just so I wouldn't lose my customers. What won't happen again?
But Oscar, the truth is... The thing is, the salary you're paying me isn't really good enough to keep me motivated.
Good for you. That's the way I like it. You should always tell me how you truly feel. I can't afford to pay you any more than this. You understand? I can't afford to pay you any more than this.
Hey, so Oscar, will you let me keep working here until such time I find myself a place to rent?
The thing is, Ishmael, that considering all the problems at the local council and the taxation office and, I don't know, all these other places have created for me, I've gone to hell and back to keep this place up and running. You don't know about my problems. You just get your money at the end of each month, put it in your pocket, and don't know about what I have to deal with.
But Oscar, what kind of salary is that? The money you're paying me, I swear you can barely call it a salary. It's more like pocket change.
I agree with what you're saying. I really do. This place has no profit for you. But that doesn't mean I have to suffer losses because of it. You're welcome to go somewhere else and make more money. That way you'll earn a decent living.
Oscar, I have complete respect for you. But for the love of God, please, don't try lecturing me. What's going to happen to the pay you owe me?
I'll give it all to you. Come here at the end of the week, and you can have it.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. It's Mary Faraman speaking. Is Mr. Fani available?
No, he's not here.
When will he be at the office?
I'm not sure. Call him on his cell phone, maybe.
I did, but it switched off. When he comes, could you please tell him that the money I owe him is ready? I'll give him the check whenever he wants it.
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Is unavailable at present. The number you have dialed is unavailable at present. Hello there.
Hello.
What's wrong?
Mr. Farney's cell phone has been switched off all morning. He won't answer his home phone either.
Have you brought your lunch?
No, I haven't. My sister and her husband had another fight this morning. I forgot to bring my lunch.
Your sister's really annoying. She should either kick him out of there or leave. Why should your poor old mum have to deal with all of that?
Yes, but you can't really blame my sister. She says she doesn't want to fight with him in front of her children. She says it's not good for their psychological well-being. Here.
Hello, Mr. Marion.
Hello,
how are you, Marion?
Hello.
How are you, sir? Are you good?
I'm fine, thank you. Tell me, why is it exactly that your brother's looking for me?
Don't worry about it. It's all over now.
It's not over yet. The boy from your real estate agency called me again today.
He's talking about Saeed. He's right. He's been calling me all morning as well. We have to give him something. I'll sort it out, so don't worry.
Mr. Faramund.
Yes?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
We deposited 1.5 billion tomans into your account.
Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. Can you come with me for a moment?
Yes, of course.
Give us a moment. I'll be back in a jiffy.
Here you go. So, Mr. Fireman, when will you be starting your business?
As soon as possible. We're waiting for the loan to come through.
I have a question. When do we need to start making the repayments?
About 6 months from now. The bank's supervisor did do you a big favour, you know. He agreed to allow you to pay in installments because your workshop is more than 30 years old. And loans like this usually have to be repaid in full after 6 months.
Thank you very much.
That's no problem.
They really did us a big favour. Thank you all so much.
Okay, your loan repayment book is ready. Just please do us a favour and make your repayments on time to avoid any problems.
Yes, of course. There's no need for you to worry about that, okay?
Thank you.
Congratulations, Mr. Faramund.
Congratulations to you too. Thank you very much, Mr. Mamarian.
Thankfully, everything went smoothly without any problems.
It wasn't completely problem-free either.
In fact, the problems were all mine since I had to use a copy of the deed.
Mr. Mamarian, thank you. Thank you so very much.
You're most welcome. Just do me a favour and give me a cheque for my commission, please. I have to give the other guys their money today.
By now?
Yes. I came here as fast as I could so we can get this over with. You don't need me anymore.
Are we able to take money out of the account now?
But why ever not? Just think about it. All that money is yours now.
Did you tell him what the counsellor said?
She'll tell him herself.
Who?
The counsellor's going to speak to Ismail herself.
I reckon you should tell your dad what the counsellor said. Fine, don't listen. I told you from the very first day that Ismail's got issues, but you wouldn't listen. You just went and did whatever he wanted.
Manoush, that's what marriage is about. You can't just destroy your life over every little thing. I have got problems that Ismail has to put up with, and he's got problems that I have to deal with.
Don't fool yourself. You haven't got any problems.
That's what you think.
You do. Your problem is that you listen to him too much. He's not in.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Miss Yasiri. How are you, darling?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. When's the wedding?
Not sure. We haven't set a date yet.
Oh, I thought you quit your job because of the wedding.
No, I couldn't come because of my studies.
Do you want to come back?
No.
Well, if you ever change your mind, you're welcome to come back and work here whenever you want. The management was very pleased with you.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Sure. Why did you act like that?
How did I act?
Did you two have a fight?
No, I really don't like her.
But I really like her. She's so kind.
Really? You're welcome to come back whenever you want. She's not in charge of hiring people and she makes fake promises.
Don't worry. I don't plan on returning here.
Don't be silly. That's not what I meant. My mum always said that some people cut their coats without having enough cloth.
Did you finish your work?
Yes.
Didn't you see Manoush?
Yeah, I did. Madam, I always cut my coat according to my cloth.
Was my voice that loud that you could hear me from down there?
Manoush wasn't talking about you.
Esmail, I think you watch a lot of Turkish movies.
Manoush, please.
Seriously, that's what happens in Turkish movies. People always check each other's phones and they check each other's laptops. They all do it. Old people, young people, men, women, it makes no difference.
Samane, let's go.
And just so you don't hassle this poor old girl when you go outside, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about somebody else.
What are you waiting for, huh? I've told you 100 times that I don't like coming here. Let's go already!
No one sent you an invitation letter. Goodbye.
You two are both the same.
Am I like him? Is it my fault? Didn't you hear how rudely he was speaking to me?
Samane!
Goodbye.
Samane, just make sure that you talk to your father about that problem.
Hurry up already.
You can go if you're in a hurry. Why were you eavesdropping on us?
You think I was eavesdropping? If I was going to eavesdrop on you, I would have found out everything about you and given her a good slap across the face.
Actually, I wish you had listened to everything. Then you'd know we were talking about somebody else, not you.
Did you tell her that I check your phone?
I'd only be humiliating myself by saying something like that.
Then what did she tell you to tell your dad?
Nothing.
Are you supposed to tell your dad nothing?
Leave me alone, Ismail. I'm not in the mood for all of this. All we do is fight when we see each other these days. Did you manage to talk to him?
Yes.
What did he say?
He said no.
There. That's one more problem added to our list of problems. What are you going to do now?
What do you expect me to do? I wanted to get out of there a long time ago. I'm happier this way. The guy barely paid me any money. I told you before, I'm planning on renting a place for myself so I can work independently. If I had worked there properly, he never would have fired me. I'm happier this way.
With what capital?
I'll come up with the capital somehow. What do I need? I just need a place I can rent.
The machinery isn't cheap, you know. It's not just the rent.
What did that girl tell you to tell your dad? Samane, I'm talking to you.
I went to see the counselor today.
When?
I was there when you called me.
And?
Why didn't you tell me you went back there the other day? I got another appointment for you to see her.
Look, I don't like you seeing her. How can I make you understand that?
Look, you weren't supposed to break your promise.
Samane, what did that girl tell you to tell your dad? Samane?
Hello, sir.
Hello. Araz.
Yes, sir? What can I do for you?
Your sweatshirt's really nice.
Someone gave it to me as a gift, sir.
Isn't it a bit big for you?
No, sir. It's the style.
It's nice.
Thank you.
Shayeste!
Where on earth have you been? You switched off your phone and you won't answer the home phone. Don't you know how worried I was?
I wanted to sleep. I didn't want anyone to wake me up.
Miss Jalali called me at least 10 times this morning. She's looking for you. I think she had something important to tell you. Did Hamad come?
No.
Didn't I tell you we would be wasting our time?
No, the poor guy never breaks his promise. He might have rung the bell while I was sleeping and I probably didn't hear him. I took a sleeping pill last night.
What for?
I had quite a headache.
Are you okay now?
Yes. Why did you come home?
Well, I was worried about you.
All right. Let's go. I'll drop you off at your mother's house.
Hang on. Let me go and get some clothes for the children.
Hurry up then. I'll wait for you.
Okay.
Didn't I tell you not to call my wife's cell phone or the home phone for work-related matters? Didn't I?
I'm sorry, sir, but Mr. Farman called and told me to find you and tell you that the money he has to give you is ready. He'll bring you the check whenever you want it.
Call him and tell him I'll be in my office in half an hour. Tell him to come there.
Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Hello. Hi, Shayeste. I have an urgent matter to deal with at the office. I can't drop you off. Call a taxi and go.
Why did you break the home phone?
It fell out of my hand while I was in the kitchen.
All right, go then. I'll go myself.
See you.
Hello? Hi, Mr. Farmand. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I spoke with Mr. Fani, and he's actually on his way to work right now. When would you be able to come through?
I'll be there in half an hour.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mr.
Leave it. I'll wash it myself. Thank you.
What difference does it make? I'm already washing, Zahar. Go and call his home number.
No, I think he sent his kids and wife away.
Where did he send them to?
On vacation, maybe. Judging from the tone of his voice last night, he was home alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, they might be back now. It won't hurt to call, will it? Don't give him a chance to relax. Go give him a call.
Hello?
How can I help you?
His wife picked up.
Did his wife pick up? A woman who's got school children can't go on vacation, can she?
It's Chayeste. What should I do?
Answer it and
no,
talk to her.
No, you talk to her. She might recognize my voice.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Someone called me from this number.
I'm sorry, I dialed the wrong number.
That's all right.
I can't hear anything. What happened?
Okay. What's our next plan if Farah decides not to give you the money?
No, nothing. I'll go to his place and tell his wife everything this time.
Well, you shouldn't. You'll ruin everything that way. If you give Farad away, then why should he give you any money anymore? Just remember, all you need to do is keep threatening him that you will tell his wife. But you should never do it, because if you say anything, you won't have any leverage anymore. Hello? Hi, Mrs. Oki. Good, thanks. When? Really? Call an ambulance? I'll be there as soon as I can. Goodbye.
What is it? What's wrong?
My mum. Our neighbour called and said she's not feeling well.
I'll come with you.
What do I have to do now? All right, try and get ready while I get the car out of the parking lot.
All right.
Okay, Zahar.
Hello, sir.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Varney.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello. Did Mr. Faramond come yet?
Not yet.
Are you sure he said the money's ready?
Yes.
There is one way.
What?
To teach Faramond a lesson. Make him deposit the money into your account.
What for? Huh?
Don't accept any checks or anything from him. Don't give him a receipt. Tell him to go and deposit the money into your account. Don't give him written evidence.
The bank will give him a receipt once he's deposited money into my account, and bank receipts are considered evidence.
Yeah. But then you can claim he deposited the money without informing you. You see how well my brain works? That's the only way you can hurt Faramond, Farad. Do you hear?
Hello? Yes, send him in. Yes, ma'am. I made a mistake, I know. It was my fault, and now I'm paying for it.
Hello?
Listen, ma'am.
How are you?
You can't just claim your money whenever you want in a partnership. What do you think this is?
Would you rather that I wait outside? Okay, thank you.
Why on earth are you so angry with me, eh? You've got a check that's got today's date on it. All I'm asking you to do is to claim this check tomorrow instead of today. What are you gonna get out of bouncing my check? I made a huge mistake by doing business with you, ma'am. A huge mistake. I'm sorry, Mehdi. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's wrong, Mr. Fani? I hope never to have to see you this way.
Miss Bezorme, you saw her the other day.
Yes.
That woman insisted I write her a check with today's date on it, if you can believe it. I told her, madam, there might not be any money in my account on this date. She said, it doesn't matter. I'll give you 2 or 3 days to pass your check. Now, I've been telling her today to claim the check tomorrow, but she keeps saying she'll bounce the check.
Oh, I see. She seemed pretty angry the other day as well.
I hope you brought the money, yes?
Yes, yes. Here you go. These are the remaining checks. This is the one that got bounced, and here's the check for the 200 million. And here is the last one that I owe you.
But this has got tomorrow's date on it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fani, but my checkbook was so full I had no choice but to get a check from my brother. I'll put the money into his account tomorrow so you can deposit the check then.
Please help me, Mehdi. You saw how that woman was having a fit. Even if you had brought me a check today, I was going to ask whether you could cash it yourself and deposit the money into my account so that stupid woman can cash her check and just leave me alone.
But Mr. Fani, my bank is different from your bank, so...
I know this. That's why I'm asking you to do me just one favor. Get a check from the bank and deposit it into my account today. I'm asking you just for this much.
But that's going to take up a lot of my time, Mr. Fani. I've got a lot of work to do, really. I can't do it. I'm sorry, I can't.
You don't even need to go to my bank. Just transfer it. I'll give you my account number in a minute. Just transfer it to my account. Here, please, take it. I'll text my account number to you in a second.
But...
Come on, Mehdi. You already bounced one of my checks. If this lady bounces another one of my checks, it will ruin my reputation with the bank. There, I've sent it to you.
Thank you. But I'm really sorry. No offense, Mr. Fani, but if I do that, I'll have no evidence of giving you any money, and that's really a problem for me, Mr. Fani.
You will, Mehdi. When you go to the bank and you transfer the money, they'll give you a bank receipt. That receipt is evidence that you've paid me. Come on, it's getting late. You had better go. I really appreciate
it, Mehdi. Well, that's
all
right, don't mention it.
I really do.
Oh, don't mention
it. I hope I can make it up to you.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Fani, what happened to the contract that we signed?
Oh,
did you find it?
Unfortunately, I haven't found it yet. I've searched everywhere for it, but I couldn't find it.
Yes.
I'll definitely send it to you once I find it. Or better yet, I'll just rip it up and throw it in the bin. Don't worry.
Thank you very much. Okay, excuse me.
No worries.
Goodbye.
Thanks again.
Okay, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
ندارم این دوریو از سر بگیری کم یارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک عمر کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه
این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. زندگیم از دست میره، راضی نشو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی، این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی، شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست، این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.